Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. The miracle of community and family. Just a reminder, Courageous is Thursday night, 6:30, free fish fry. All you guys come out and join us and join our tribe. All of us in one way or another are under a spiritual attack somewhere in our life. How do you fight back and defend yourself? But God wants you to know you were made to outlast the storm. Yes, God built you with the storm in mind. Remember the story of the foolish man who built his house on sand and thought that there'd never be a storm and this was the easier, cheaper way to do it? But the wiser builder built his on the rock. And when the storm came, the house built on sand fell, but the one on the rock stood tall. Don't you see? He built you to outlast the storm. Didn't he bring you out of where you came from? Have you forgotten? No matter what Satan brings, you will still be standing because you were made to outlast the storm. He will bring you through. It's a promise from God himself. What more do you need? God built you with the storm in mind. He knew you were going to go through the attack you're going through today, and he put a foundation in you to withstand the storm. It will not break. His promise will not be shaken or moved. This is a test of your foundation. If you've been building on sand, change. Today, ask Jesus for renewal and a fresh anointing to stand. He will not turn away. I would say to you today, look deeper. Don't forsake the power of partnerships and accountability. In Ecclesiastes 4:9, he says, two are better than one because they have a great reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that falls alone. The Bible says that if any two of you agree, it will be done. It says one can set 1,000 to flight, but two 10,000. So what can three together in one spirit do? Or five in a small group of people committed to each other? This is the power and the template of partnerships and community. I want to close with the story of the redwood trees in California. They're the largest tree in the world. 300 feet in the air, but they only have roots that go down 3 feet. How does it stand against the storm and not topple over and die? The answer is found in the root system. The roots spread out and find the roots of other redwoods. So instead of one monster tree standing alone in the storm, the wind, the enemy, finds itself blowing against the entire forest. A community, a family of like-minded believers. That is who we are when we are connected together. I pray you're listening today. I pray if you are without your spiritual tribe, that you join a different church if there isn't one there, or a small group. Put yourself out there and trust God to help you create one. Link arms with them. Make a commitment that you will not let them go, and they will not let you go. And so what will happen? If you are weak now, I am strong for you. I may be weak tomorrow, and you can be strong for me. You hold on to me, and I to you. You pray for me, and I'll pray for you. You lay hands on me, and tomorrow I will pray for your family. You prayed for my marriage last week. Here's what got me. Here's the point. The ranger who gave this report said, I can take you to trees that are dead, crippled, or dying, but they're still standing. They haven't fallen because the other trees won't let them go. How can you let go of an ailing tree or brother if there's a chance that they can come back to life? This is the power of community and church and groups. when you get rooted and grounded in choir, in greeting, in marriage groups, or some recovery group, in serving God in any capacity, it changes everything, including you. Now, I want to say, I am not going to let you go either. Your family may be facing the biggest storm of your life, fighting demons and devils and physical calamities. But I'm telling you, Satan's power is in making you believe you're alone. Stop it. It's a lie. Call a pastor. Call a Christian. Humble yourself enough to ask for prayer and let them guide you to a church family. I'm not going to let you go either. We're going to keep praying and believing and holding on to you. If you need prayer, reach out to me. I can be counted on to pray with you, for you, and engage others to join in. Stop standing alone. You were built to withstand the storm if you just have faith to reach out and not faint or quit. Even when you feel dead inside and unmotivated, stay connected or get connected and live the life God has planned for you to be part of the family of Christ. Let's pray. I pray for every person under a spiritual attack, those weary in their minds, those who feel like they have been failing, standing alone, not doing enough, not being good enough, those physically exhausted, those who have lost spiritual desire. I pray for those who have old feelings of old iniquities trying to come back. I pray they would not give up, but hold on to each other. I pray for your health, your breakthrough, and that Satan must back off in Jesus' name. I pray that you make this a Jesus-filled day.